So I want to pick up a theme that is in our psalm today that speaks about the shepherd of Israel. Who is the shepherd of Israel? Well, of course, ultimately, it is our Lord Jesus Christ. But in the Old Testament context, the shepherd of Israel was also King David. So let's think a little bit about the psalm verses that we had and then apply it to our reading from the Gospel and from 1 Samuel. So the psalm begins with this plea, this cry, "Give ear, O shepherd of Israel." Well, of course, Israel is the father of the 12 sons, also known as Jacob. But the next bit of the psalm verse is a bit of a surprise because we might think to hear, "Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, you who lead Jacob," because Israel and Jacob are the same person. But the psalm verse doesn't say that. It says, "Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph like a flock." Who is Joseph? Well, of course, the 11th born son of Israel, the one who had gone down into Egypt and the one who would be there to help, so to speak, the people of Israel to be established in the land so that they could grow and prosper. And so the prayer is praying, "Shepherd of Israel, guide Joseph." And then the names that are mentioned next are also interesting. Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh. Well, of course, Benjamin was Joseph's younger brother, the 12th born son of Israel, and Manasseh and Ephraim were the children of Joseph. So what's this psalm trying to convey? An understanding that the God that we worship, the shepherd of Israel, is the one who guides and directs all of the ancestors of the family of God. But then we're surprised because there is this prayer where we're praying, "Stir up your might, Lord, come and save us." And then this next verse, "O Lord of hosts, how long will you be angry with your people's prayers? You have fed them with the bread of tears and given them tears to drink in full measure. You have made us the scorn of our neighbors. Our enemies laugh among themselves." Not necessarily the verse we're expecting. The shepherd of Israel, who's guiding and leading the people of God, and what they experience is the scorn of their neighbors. Well, doesn't that, in a sense, make sense? That if we who are those who are being led by the shepherd of Israel in his own hometown experienced such scorn. And that brings us to the gospel, where we're told that as Jesus was home in Nazareth, that his family wanted to restrain him because people were saying he's out of his mind. They were scorning him. They were disdaining him. They were perhaps saying, "This guy has a Messiah complex. He is delusional." And yet, of course, the truth is that Jesus wasn't out of his mind at all. He was fully in his right mind. The challenge is that in this world and in the perspective that we have from a human point of view, it is us who are not always in our right mind. And yet, as we seek to follow in the way of the one who is the shepherd of Israel, as we follow in the way of Jesus, then there's something that happens in our lives. We become like the saints. We become like Our Lady. And indeed, Mary must have also experienced at times people talking behind her back, wondering, what does she think she's about? Or if we think down through the centuries of the church's life, we can think of saints like Saint Francis of Assisi, who when he responded to the call of God on his life in the town of Assisi, he literally stripped himself naked and said, "I give all of my clothes back to my father Pietro, and I give myself totally to God." He would have seemed out of his mind. Or what about someone like Maximilian Kolbe, who at Auschwitz was willing to give up his life for another prisoner? He would seem out of his mind. And what about David in today's first reading? He's just heard that his enemy, who repeatedly tried to kill him, that is King Saul, is now dead. And you would think that if David was, so to speak, in his right mind, he would have celebrated that and said, this is good news. He's gone. But he doesn't do that at all. Listen to how David mourns King Saul. Your glory, O Israel, lies slain upon the high places. How the mighty have fallen. Saul and Jonathan, beloved and lovely. And then listen to how David describes Saul. O daughters of Israel, weep over Saul, who clothed you with crimson in luxury, who put ornaments of gold on your apparel. David, you seem out of your mind. You're celebrating and honoring the man who wanted your head. And yet that's the amazing thing about what happens in the lives of those of us who are seeking to follow the shepherd of Israel, be it King David in the Old Testament or our Lord in the New Testament and in our own lives, that we might find family members, those close to us, who think he or she's got a screw loose. Why are they following that one? And yet, as we are inspired by the example of Our Lady, as we are inspired by the example of our Good Shepherd Jesus, may we always follow in his way, because we are descendants of Israel, we are descendants of Joseph, Manasseh, Ephraim, and Benjamin. And we give thanks that Jesus Christ, the one who is in his right mind, puts us in our right minds too.